fourth one. Sell me the show! With UK debt experts, the team you can trust when debt is no laughing matter. May not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Now, slightly different today because we're not going to sell the show, but instead it's Goose's Quizzes Elimination Game. Please welcome to the show, Goose. Good morning, Goose.
Hi there. How are you getting on?
Yeah, good. How's Maverick? Sorry.
I know, you've heard that before.
Nah. Yeah, he wouldn't fit in a plane, though. You're a very tall fella. How big are you?
Oh, I'm 6'3".
Yeah. So you wouldn't be in one of those fighter jets. So your heat would be banging against the canopy, and that's how Goose died.
Yeah, I know.
What are you spoiling it?
Sorry, if you haven't seen it.
I've never seen the whole film. I've never been allowed.
So Goose's Quizzes Elimination Game is the name of your show.
It's not easy to say.
It's a mouthful. Yeah.
Okay, so is it a quiz? What is it?
We call it an interactive game show. We run a quiz company. Goose's Quizzes is a quiz company around Edinburgh. But
okay.
We also run Goose's Quizzes Elimination Game, which is a big interactive game show where you move around the space and give answers to two different questions by going into what space you think the answer is.
Oh, okay. There was Runaround.
Yeah.
It was an old TV show.
People call it Corners, was one of the ones.
Yeah.
We're basically playing that with adults.
So it's like A, B, C, or D. What corner do you go to? And
exactly.
If you get it wrong, you're out the game.
Exactly.
And last person standing wins.
Yeah, we've got huge prizes to give away as well. So we've got loads of prizes over the whole run.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. And we find often that people think, oh, I'm no good at quizzes. I'm no good at whatever. But the great thing is you just have to follow somebody you think is smart.
You pick somebody.
Like, oh, they look smart for this. I'll just follow them.
It's a social experiment, really.
So, are you a local lad, Goose?
Yeah, from Edinburgh.
You're from Edinburgh. All right, excellent. And have you done many shows like this at the Fringe before?
We've done this show last year, so that was our first run. We all did it at sort of breakneck speed last year, so it was quite nice to this year have a bit of time to plan it and get ready and get some new rounds, some new questions, and bigger prizes. And then we did something in 2019 that was a bit different, but it's been a little while.
So instead of doing Sell Me the Show today, you've got a challenge for us. You're going to do a quiz, right?
Oh, I'm terrible at quizzes.
Arlene hates a quiz.
Don't worry. We've given you straightforward questions.
Right.
We've given you a taste of what the show is like with two answers. There's always three answers, three options for every question.
Okay.
But here I'm giving you just two options.
Two options, quickly.
So everyone at home can just shout out what they think the answer is as well, and then we'll give you the answer.
All right, let's go.
We shout out together, or are you asking individually?
You can shout out together. You can say them.
Do we need some quiz-esque music?
Quiz-esque music.
All right, here it comes. Right, shoot. Off you go, Goose.
Very nice. Which country has the most active volcanoes since 1950? Is it the Philippines or Japan? Most active volcanoes we're looking for.
Japan.
Philippines.
Okay, it is Japan.
Yeah.
44. Philippines has
one
seven.
For
so, there you go.
So am I now out of the game?
Well, that would be in the actual game, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but currently.
Japan! Change my answer.
That's the magic of editing, eh?
Yeah.
We'll pick time post.
We should have thought of that before. Okay, next question.
Which country has the most Winter Olympic medals, Belarus or Liechtenstein?
Oh, man, that is definitely Liechtenstein.
Tiny Liechtenstein.
Yeah.
I'll go with Belarus.
It is Belarus.
Come on!
Liechtenstein is 10.
I've been to Liechtenstein. Not many people have. I was there last year and they have an Alp.
They have one Alp.
Yeah, you go up to the top of the mountain and it's got like all the pistes and everything. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
You got it wrong.
I would have thought that they would have had more Olympic medals than...
They probably per capita have one of the highest Winter Olympic medals per
That wasn't
person.
The question.
No,
it wasn't.
No.
All right. Next.
Which country has the most UNESCO World Heritage Sites of Denmark or Serbia? So UNESCO World Heritage Sites, the castle's one, kind of thing.
Denmark or Serbia? Denmark.
Serbia.
It is Denmark with 11.
Yes!
All right.
Serbia has 5.
Right.
So there you go. Who has more UK number one singles of Queen or the Spice Girls?
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
It is Spice Girls.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
I
easy.
Expect you guys to get that.
Yeah.
I think Queen have only had one?
Six they've had.
Six number ones?
Number ones. Because I don't know if they've counted Bohemian Rhapsody twice. It was number one twice.
Yeah, it charted twice.
I don't know if it was number one twice.
It was number one twice.
Yeah, Spice Girls had 9, Queen had 6.
Okay,
so
there you go.
And then here's your final one. Which country produces the most olive oil of Italy or Albania? Most olive oil.
Well, it'd be easy to go for the obvious answer, wouldn't it?
But it's Albania.
I'll say Albania.
I'm going to say Albania.
It's Italy. So
oh. It's a trick question.
Anyway, 3-2 to me. Get that, Runya.
Oh, you did. You beat me, Anna. That's surprising.
That's the flavour of the questions that we go for. So it's very much it's nonsense. You know,
so it sounds like fun. So what happens if you come to see a show and you get knocked out? What do you do then?
You do round after round. The great thing is you go to the edge. You can still shout out what you think the answers are. Help people in the middle. So you don't have to do it as a team, but we do find that people get quite tactical about where they're going, and you see even people saying, "Oh, we'll sacrifice you because we're not quite sure of the right answer.
We don't like you. We don't think you're very bright.
You go over there to that answer." And
that's great.
You see a lot of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, 7 o'clock at the Assembly Rooms. Lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Great to meet you guys as well.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
And I've won a quiz. Yeah. I'm so excited.
We'll send you your prize.